If we follow Nagarjuna's example, he gives us a big clue as to what contentment is. Remember, contentment is feeling satisfied with a virtuous motivation, feeling satisfied with our outer and inner conditions. What would you say is a characteristic then of contentment? The itching has stopped, isn't it? The wanting has stopped. The desire has stopped. It's not, contentment doesn't come through fulfilling these desires. I'm going to distinguish in a minute between different types of desire, but I'm here talking about what I would call mistaken desire. Contentment doesn't come through fulfilling these desires, but by stopping, a cessation of desire, a cessation of grasping, a cessation of craving. That's where we're going to find peace. That's where we're going to find contentment. I'm not talking here about, although, you know, this is important, that it's just simply a change in lifestyle. What I'm going to do now is wear the same pair of shoes for 10 years and this, that, and the other. Go native. People do a lot of things like that because they want to help the environment and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I think, you know, the motivation is good. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in our mind, through our Dharma training, to get to a point where this kind of craving, this kind of grasping stops. So remember what Nagarjuna is saying. You're not going to solve the problem by scratching the itch. You're going to solve the problem by getting rid of the itch. This is such a powerful analogy. What do I need to do? This is our object of meditation. What do I need to do with my mind to stop itching? To stop my mind itching? What do I need to do for my mind to feel peace, to feel contentment, to feel satisfaction? Well, because it's the nature of samsara, dissatisfaction is one of the characteristics of samsara, and because worldly pleasures or samsaric pleasures, whatever you call, by nature give no contentment, we obviously have to look somewhere else. So I'm going to open now Venerable Geshe-la's book, How to Transform the Mind. No, sorry, How to Understand. How to Understand the Mind. And I'm going to look at what is desire? What's a good desire and what's a bad desire? What's a useful desire and what's a useless desire? So Venerable Geshe says, desire, wish, aspiration are synonyms, these three. Desire, wish, aspiration. Okay? What we desire, what we wish for, what we aspire for. And so we can find some explanation in Venerable Geshe-la's book, on his section on the mental factor, aspiration. This is where he talks about wishes and he talks about desires. It's an extraordinary practical explanation. And it's a very deep section and very extensive, but I just want to concentrate on one or two parts of this section. So the first thing Geshe-la says is, the division. How many different types of aspiration are there, different types of desire or wish? He says two, mistaken aspirations and non-mistaken aspirations. What's a mistaken aspiration? It's basically most of the aspirations that we have, most of the wishes, most of the desires are mistaken. Why? What is mistaken? Geshe-la says, a mistaken aspiration is any wish that is not consistent with our basic aspirations to experience happiness and avoid suffering. I mean, the logic is compelling. So everybody has this basic wish. Our basic wish is to be happy and avoid suffering. So if we have another wish which is contradictory with that wish, then it's got to be mistaken. Would you agree? It's so simple. So this is our reference all the time. We go back to this basic point and we ask ourselves, is this desire that I have consistent with my wish to find lasting happiness and to be free from suffering? On the other hand, a non-mistaken aspiration is one that is consistent with these basic aspirations. And Geshe says, the difference between a wise person and a foolish person is his or her aspiration. What you wish for defines who you are. I mean, for example, me, I'm a diabetic. What do I crave most? Chocolate. I have such strong desire to eat chocolate. If somebody comes into the room with chocolate, I have to have a piece. Is that good for me? No. So why do you want it? What is good for you? Well, maybe a piece of fruit. Yuck. You're kidding. I don't like fruit. So what we've got here, we've got a man, a human, who's really confused. He likes the things that are not good for him, and he doesn't like the things that are good for him. What do you think this guy needs? He needs educating. He needs to train his desires, train his wishes. He needs to learn to wish for the things that are good for him and not wish for the things that are bad for him. It's that simple. When it comes down to it, we have to do this right across the spectrum in our daily life. Train ourselves to want what's good for us. Just because we have a want, just because we have a wish, just because we have a desire, doesn't mean we need to follow it. Quite the opposite. If we examine carefully, we do this basic criterion, is this consistent with my basic wish to be happy? Well, no. It's going to make me ill. Or it's going to frustrate me. It's going to make me just go, I'm going to lose my wife or something like that. So this wish is powerful maybe, but I don't have to follow it. I've got to find some way to want something else. And only Dharma wisdom helps you to re-educate your wishes. Interesting, isn't it? But as with so much, you know, we're born with this sort of default mental, psychological makeup, feelings, thoughts, wishes, and so forth. And we tend to assume that whatever comes up, whatever feeling comes up, just follow it. Why? Whatever wish arises, just try to fulfill it. Why? Who says it's correct? Who says it's helpful? Who says it's useful? Well, it's natural. Well, if you're a deluded being in an impure world, what's natural most of the time is very unhelpful. We have to train in Dharma to re-educate our mind so that the thoughts and feelings and desires and so forth that come are correct, are useful, are valuable. That takes time. We don't just follow what arises naturally because it's natural.